Red Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I left town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown-up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize this old familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. A lot of girls in town who tied the knot. I settled down, I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names.
Rio Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening.
The late Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully on the call of Valenzuela's 1990 no-hitter of the Cardinals. The Dodgers announced Valenzuela's death in a Los Angeles hospital. He inspired Fernando Mania that year, winning Rookie of the Year and Cy Young honors in 1981. No cause of death given. Fernando Valenzuela was 63 years old. McDonald's has pulled the Quarter Pounder hamburger sandwich from its restaurants in 10 states. 49 people sickened by an E. coli outbreak. McDonald's thinks it's either the ground beef or the onions on the sandwich. Of the 49 cases, one person died. A federal judge ordered bankrupt former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to surrender his New York City apartment and other prized possessions to 2 Georgia election workers who won their $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. This is ABC. Michael Jeffries, one-time chief executive clothier Abercrombie & Fitch, to be freed on $10 million bond after being indicted by a federal grand jury accused of running for decades in an international prostitution and sex trafficking operation, forcing male models into lewd acts, telling them their careers were at stake. Breon Peace is U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Jeffries is using his power, his wealth, and his influence to traffic men for his own.